Praise the Lord.
啊，讚美主。
We're here together in the name of the Lord.
啊，我哋喺呢度係奉主嘅名嚟到聚集。
And we want to hear Him speak to us.
啊，我哋好想聽到佢同我哋說話。
He does speak, but we do not always listen.
啊，佢常常嘅說話，但好多時候我哋係冇聽到啦。
Or if we listen, we do not always remember.
啊，或者我哋會聽到，但好多時我哋又忘記咗喎。
Now, as I'm getting older, I find it difficult to remember.
啊、当我年纪越大的时候我就越发觉很难去、啊、记得了。
I've been struggling this morning to try and remember what I want to say to you this afternoon.、
啊、我今朝一路尝试、啊、很困难的来到、啊、记翻起今天下午究竟我要跟你讲什么呢
？I know what I want to say, but I want to know the references also.、
啊、我知道我想跟你讲什么、啊、但我又想知道那些经文在哪里。
Because it's what the Word of God says that really matters.
啊，因为系神嘅说话，就系神所讲嘅说话先至系最紧要嘅。
So just pray a moment now.
啊，让我哋啊用一刻嘅时间嚟到祈祷。
Lord, here we are.
啊，主啊，我哋喺呢度。
We're gathered together in Your name.
我哋奉你嘅名字嚟到聚集。
And we want to hear from you.
我哋想从你嗰度听到你嘅声音。
As you said of old to your disciples, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
啊，主正如你同门徒话，让有耳朵嘅就应该听啦。
And you said later from heaven to the church.
啊，之后你喺天上边嚟到同地上嘅教会都系咁样讲。
He that hath an ear, let him hear.
啊，有就算佢一只耳朵嘅，都要让佢听啦。
We thank you. We've got ears on our head.
我哋感谢主，我哋个头上边有两只耳朵。
And we've got an ear in our heart.
我哋嘅心里边都有耳朵。
So let both of them work this afternoon. We pray.
啊，我哋就求你啊，下午叫啊，我哋外边嘅耳朵同心里边耳朵都能够有功用。
Amen.
Amen.
I want us to look at a verse in the book of Exodus.
啊，我想你哋啊睇啊出埃及记嘅一段嘅圣经。
And verse or chapter.34,
啊，出埃及记34章
，and verse 14,
第十四节
，Exodus chapter 34 and verse 14,
啊，出埃及记34章嘅第十四节
，Thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous god.
啊，出埃及记第34章嘅十四节。不可敬拜别神，因为耶和华是忌邪的神，名为忌邪者。
Now that's what I'm going to talk about. God's jealousy.
啊，今日我要同大家交通嘅系神嘅啊嘅嫉妒。
Our God is a jealous God.
我哋嘅神系一个嫉妒嘅神。
Now we don't like the word jealous, do we?
啊，或者我哋唔欢喜嫉妒啊啲忌邪呢个字。
Because so often it has a sad connection.
啊，因为通常啊讲到嫉妒啊，都系一啲啊唔好嘅啊啲咁嘅关系啦。
We say, oh, things have gone wrong in that home.
啊，或者喺呢个家庭里边出咗问题啦。
And that husband is now very jealous.
啊，依家个丈夫好大嘅嫉妒啦。
It means that his relationships.With his wife had been spoiled.
啊，嗰意思就系话丈夫同妻子嘅关系受到破坏啦。
And so he is jealous.
啊，所以佢就嫉妒啦。
It means kind of a fire is acting within him.
啊，好似嗰度里边有火喺佢里边嚟到啊焚烧佢啊。
And that is not a good thing.
啊，呢个唔系一件好嘅事噃。
Of course, John the Baptist said when Jesus comes.
啊！但系当啊，施洗约翰、以西约翰咁样讲话，当耶稣嚟嘅时候
，He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire。
吓，佢话佢要用圣灵同火嚟为你哋施洗。
Well, that's not a bad thing。
吓，呢个唔系一件唔好嘅事啊。
It's the present need of every one of us。
吓，其实呢个系我哋现今每一个人嘅需要。
We need to know the fire of God。
我要认识啊神嘅火。
Because the Bible says He is a fire.
啊，因为圣经话神系烈火。
And here we're reading that He is a jealous God.
啊，喺呢度我哋就读到佢一个忌邪嘅神，或者一个嫉妒嘅神。
That His jealousy burns like a fire.
啊，佢嘅嫉妒好似火咁样嘅焚烧。
But what does it mean being jealous?
啊，但系嗰个忌邪或者嫉妒咩意思咧
？Well, this verse suggests in the beginning.
啊，呢一节嘅经文前边就话俾我哋听。
Thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God.
那裡說第十四節,
Our Lord Jesus Christ,
我們的主耶穌基督,
God the Father,
天上的父神,
God the Son,
神子,
and God the Holy Ghost,
聖靈, 神的靈,
have a right to every part of us.
他有權是叫我們每一部分都是屬於他的,
and they're very jealous about that.
他對這件事情他是沒有嫉妒,
because jealousy, there's another word for jealousy,
嫉妒可以說有另一個字來形容,
which is zealous, zealous.
那意思也有一個意思就是很火熱,
it's so near jealous that it's difficult to find zealous.
你讀在嫉妒的旁邊好像是有一個很火熱的意思,
but zealous is to be keen, eager, active.
那個火熱的意思就是你很緊張,你很迫切。
God's concern for us is active.
神對我們的關心是很積極的。
It's like a fire.
好像是火一樣。
There is jealousy in it.
它那裡有嫉妒的。
That is, unwilling to share his rights with anyone.
那意思就是說,他不願意跟任何人來分享他有的權利。
You say, oh, I don't like that. You say, I don't like that.
你說,我不喜歡這樣的東西。
That doesn't sound right.
似乎不是很妥。
But it is right. It is so right.
但其實這個是十分對的。
Because if our affections are divided,
因為如果我們的感情是分開的,
our life is spoilt.
我們的一生人生就是被毀壞的了。
And the Lord is very zealous, and very active, and very jealous about our affection.
我們的神對我們對他的感情是充滿了嫉妒,充滿了火熱,和感情的。
He wants our ears.
他要我們的耳朵,
He wants our eyes.
他要我們的眼睛,
He wants our lips.
他要我們的嘴唇,
but He wants our heart.
但最重要的是他要我們的心。
Because it's the heart that really determines everything.
因為是我們的心決定一切。
And God is jealous over our heart.
神對我們的心充滿了嫉妒。
That's what we're thinking about this afternoon.
這是今天下午我要傳的信息了。
We do realize, I suppose, that our affections very easily wander. They go somewhere else.
我們發覺我們的感情有些時候在遊蕩。 會去到一些別的地方,
and we think, well, never mind for one sometimes.
我們就說不是很重要啊,
but the enemy, Satan, takes advantage of those sometimes.
有些時候撒旦就趁著這個機會啊,
and more we find our mind is wandering, our affections are going somewhere else.
我們就慢慢發覺到我們的感情,我們的心就是轉到別的東西裡面了。
Now we find in the scripture,
我們發覺在聖經裡面,
that there are those who really did share God's jealousy.
那裡有這個人,他們好像都同有神的那個嫉妒。
They felt like God.
他們的感覺好像神的感覺。
And they spoke on His behalf.
他們就好像代表神來說話。
They shared God's jealousy.
他們好像是同享神的嫉妒。
There's a record in the book of Numbers, I can't remember the reference.
在民數記有這樣的記載,雖然我忘記了那些經節,
where a man named Phinehas in the camp of Israel,
那個人叫菲尼哈,他在以色列人的營中,
saw an Israelite do this.
他看見一個以色列人這樣做,
bring from outside a strange woman and take her for his lust into the camp.
這個人,他從外邦的人裏面,將一個女子帶到營的裏面,跟他行淫。
And Phinehas was stirred up.
菲尼哈他就很激動啊。
He was stirred up with the jealousy of God.
那個神的嫉妒就在那裡被挑起了。
What could he do?
他怎樣做呢?
What did he do?
他做什麼?
He took his spear And he followed that couple into the tent. There they were taking their pleasure. He put his spear right through both of them. And what did God say? Phinehas is jealous with my jealousy.
圣经就说,菲尼哈,他以我的嫉妒来到,这样来到显出那个嫉妒。
He recognized how God felt.
他好像察觉到神的感觉。
When he sees people's affection going away from the one who really longs and works to bless them.
当他看见,这个人,他的感情,他的 他的心思是去到,但是好像被很卑贱的东西来拿走的时候,
so there are a few we can pick up easily in the scripture.
所以圣经里面,我们有几个人物,我们能够很容易地找到,
men who shared the jealousy of God.
那些人,他们从神的那个嫉妒,
I've mentioned one, Phinehas.
我提到一个人,是菲尼哈,
but there are others.
但是那里有其他的人,
one is Elijah.
另一个是以利亚,
remember when Elijah sat under the juniper tree?
记得以利亚在这个罗藤树下,
he had a tough time.
他有一个很艰难的时间,
but he had succeeded to some extent in turning the nation back to the Lord.
但他成功了,是将百姓的心,整个民族的心来转向神。
And then he got a fit of depression.
但他就有一个,他对神的感觉,
he thought he was the only one who cared.
他以为他是唯一一个,是有神的感觉,是关心的。
So he asked the Lord, take my life.
他就说,神啊,你拿走我的生命吧。
I have been very jealous for thy name.
他说,我为了你的名字大发心。
But what had he seen?
但他看见了什么呢?
He'd seen the nation turning away from its affection for the Lord Jehovah to other gods.
他看见这群人的百姓的心,从神转向很多的偶像。
So Elijah was one who's, Phinehas was the first one. Elijah was another one. But then there were others too. There's the Lord Jesus himself. But before, not before, but after that, there was Paul the Apostle. What did he say?
他怎么说呢?
We can read it in 2 Corinthians.
我们从哥林多后书来读到,
chapter 11.
哥林多后书第11章,
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书第11章,
verse 1.
第一节,
would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me, for I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I espoused you to one husband, that I may present you a chaste bride to God.
是哥林多后书的第11章的第一节和第二节。但愿你们宽容我这一点愚妄，其实你们原是宽容我的。我为你们起的愤恨或者是嫉妒，原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
Here Paul is telling us how he shared God's regard for the people of Israel. How he was jealous with God's jealousy over them. That they should not choose somebody else, but remain and grow increasingly true to their one and only Lord. The Lord Jesus himself also shared the Father's jealousy. We read that he came to the temple in Jerusalem. And what did he find?
他找到什么呢?
he found the temple had become a market. They were buying and selling in the temple. Buying and selling animals, yes. And exchanging money to make it possible for people to change their currency to do so. And what did Jesus do? He rebuked them and turned over the tables. On one occasion where we see Jesus angry. Angry in his jealousy for God. And God's house was being desecrated. The people were being exploited by religion. And they were all laughing and joking to one another. How much did you get? How much did you get? See, at the notable feast of Passover in Jerusalem, everyone was expected to offer a lamb. Now that wasn't very easy. Because most of the people were very poor. And the merchants therefore were taking advantage of that. And the lambs became more scarce. More difficult to obtain. The price was rising. And many could not bring their sacrifice. Others came from distant place with money that needed changing. And the money changers were exploiting this opportunity. And laughing that they'd been to the bank, they'd been to the bank. And the Lord Jesus displayed his jealousy for God, his Father. He drove them from the sanctuary. Don't make the house of God a marketplace. There are those still today who are jealous for God. I wonder how much that is true of you and I. Are we offended when we feel that the Lord is not being given his right, his portion? Am I jealous for the Lord that he should have the affections of his people? An undiluted affection. That's his due, and God has a right to be jealous. When does a husband become jealous? It's when someone else has interfered with his wife. And he has every right to be jealous. God tells us about it in his word.
And
we have in the Bible a record of a man who suspected the affections of his wife had been tampered with. We read about it. We read about it in... Oh no, I'm sorry, I've forgotten the reference. Anyway, it's here in the New Testament, a reference. Some of you may be able to remember it. This was what happened. There was a rumor that the husband, the wife had been unfaithful to the husband. And it says the husband was jealous. Now it was legitimate, but it had to be governed. The jealousy of the husband must be controlled. And so we get a wonderful picture in the Gospels about the fact of jealousy, a husband being jealous, and then what he had to do. That his jealousy didn't go beyond God's standard. God has a standard in everything, you know. What did he say in the Old Testament? An eye for an eye. And a tooth for a tooth. But not two teeth for one tooth. Not two eyes for one eye. God's record is correct. As a man receives, so he gives. And if you have been offended or if you have suffered, God agrees that there is a reward or a judgment. Now, the story is told of this man whose wife was suspected of being unfaithful. But how could they be sure? Well, this was the rule that was given for the husband. That he must bring the wife before the priest. That might be, in our language, bringing the wife before the church. Bringing her under the influence of God, which was present when his people were gathered together. The man hadn't seen his wife committing adultery. But it had been reported. And that had made the husband jealous. But he's prepared, he's commanded to do certain things. And the first was this, to bring his wife to the priest. And then to examine her. Numbers chapter 5. Numbers, the book of Numbers, chapter 5. See verse 11. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, if any man's wife go aside, and commit a trespass against him, and it shall, and the man read verse 16. Someone please read loudly and distinctly, Verses 11 to 16. Here we have three things. We have the fact of jealousy. The trial of jealousy. And the success of it. The jealous husband assembles with the priest and his wife. And he puts in her hand an expression, a sacrifice for her sin. He's not declaring that she's sinful before she's been tried. But he's putting in her hand a sacrifice for sin. And it says that that was in order to help her to remember if she had committed iniquity. She stood before the priest with the offering in her hand. Could she remember? Would she remember? Would she confess?
她会不会承认呢?
This was the critical point.
这个就是关键性的点了。
You know, this morning, or this afternoon, I suppose it was,
我今天下午,
we've done something very similar.
我们做一些很相似的。
We've had the bread in our hand.
我们有麦饼的,桌子的麦饼在我们手里面。
And the wine to drink.
我们有这个酒在我们饮的。
What did Jesus say about that?
耶稣怎么说呢?
He said, in order to bring, remember me.
耶稣说你这样做是纪念我。
Do this in remembrance of me.
你这样做的是为了纪念我。
Now do give sufficient time. It's very difficult, I know.
是一个很困难的时间，我们知道。
The bread comes and we take it, and the cup comes and we drink.
我们就来聚会，这个酒来，这个饼来，我们就吃就饮了。
If only we could pause a little while and consider, what have I got in my hand?
但我们应该停一停来想想，我们的手里面揸住的乜嘢？
I got that which witnesses to his death.
我们是不是在那里来到见证他的死呢？
I'm reminded of what he suffered.
我们来到被提醒,他为我们所受的,
his body and his flesh.
他的身体,他的肉身,
that was the trial of jealousy in the Old Testament.
这个就是这个嫉妒的审判。
With a woman having the offering for sin in her hand.
这个妇人就有这个思念罪孽的数债在她的手里面。
And if she was willing,
如果愿意的话,
to confess it,
承认,
not to deny it, but to confess it,
不是否认,但是承认,
then there was water that would blot it out.
那么有水能够帮她洁净。
Here we read that the man was to take from the tabernacle floor some of the dust.
这样就说,这个人要从, 是幕面前的一些尘,
and use water,
用水,
to make a mold.
来到,是吸埋了,
mix it together.
将它吸埋了,
and if she confessed her sin,
如果承认她的罪,
that water, it was the water of bitterness,
那个是苦的水,
that water could be used to blot out the record that was written against her.
就能够将她攻击她的记录来涂抹。And
if this procedure was followed sincerely,
如果这样的程序真的诚实地这样做,
now they could have a family.
因为这样他们就能够有个家庭,
there would be fruit out of this activity.
他在这样的事情里面能够结出果子。
There was some question before,
以前是有些问题了,
if there's divided affection in the home,
在家庭里面有一个不专一的感情了,
one is this loyal to the Lord or both of them?
一个人对神不再忠心了,或者两个都是,
their family is affected.
这个家庭是受影响了。
But if the husband who was doubting, not sure,
如果这个丈夫是怀疑但不肯定,
that having a spirit of jealousy against his wife,
但对他妻子有一个嫉妒的灵,
could follow this procedure and with the water from the floor,
是跟着这个程序能够从那个水,
could blot it out. You can read it there.
能够将这个记录来除去,
take your time to do it.
你用你的时间来做。
The Old Testament is wonderful in providing God's principles and practices.
在教育里面有很多原则是让我们知道应该怎么做,
which foreshadowed so much that was fulfilled in the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
来到是为我们的主所作的好像一个影子这样给我们看见。
It says there,
那里这样说,
if the husband identifies in this expression or this exercise,
如果丈夫在这个事情里面他这样认同,
then he's accepted.
他就蒙接受了,
if he said, oh, it's nothing to do with me,
他如果说这个跟我无关,
but says, oh no, it is something to do with me,
但其实是跟他有关的,
And I will follow the instructions.
咁就應該就係跟隨呢一個嘅指示。
Then it says they can have a family.
咁佢哋就能夠係有一個家庭啦。29. 第29節。
This law of jealousy, which when a wife goeth aside to another instead of her husband and is defiled, or when the spirit of jealousy cometh upon him, and he be jealous over his wife, and shall the priest shall execute upon him her all this law. Then shall the man be guiltless from iniquity, and the woman shall bear her seed.
第29節至31節。 妻子背着丈夫行了污秽的事，或人生了疑恨的心，怀疑他的妻就有这疑恨的条例。那时他要叫妇人站在耶和华面前，祭司要在他身上照这条例而行，男人就为无罪，妇人必担当自己的罪孽。Verse
28 we should have read.
我们读第28节。
If the woman be not defiled, but be clean, then she shall be free and shall conceive seed.
第28節，若婦人沒有被玷污，卻是清潔的，就要免受這災，且要懷孕。
What a pity it is that bastards are brought into the world instead of children, real children.
但是一個何等可怕的事呢，如果是私生子被帶進這個世界裡面，而不是真是親生的兒子。
Lord wants all his appointed functions to work together.
神想我们所有一切的机能都是为着他来活。
That the result should be as he intended.
要得到一个结果是神所要的。
That's how it's to be in this case.
在这个事情里面应该是这样。
God is a jealous God.
神一个忌邪的神。
I didn't like that when I was young.
当我年轻的时候，我不欢喜这个说法。
I used to skip those statements.
我很想跳过，不读这句话。
Because I knew there was jealousy among children.
因为我知道在小孩子当中都有嫉妒的。
And often led to crying.
很多时候就叫你哭了。
And other miserable things.
或者有其他不欢喜的事情。
But as we read the Bible,
但当我读圣经的时候,
we see how correct the Lord is in everything.
我们看见主在每件事上都是何等的对的。
Who shall lay any charge to God or to his elect?
誰能夠控訴神或者他所選的呢?
It is Christ that had died.
基督為我們死。
Now, beloved, I'm closing.
我就結束了。
But the emphasis is the jealousy of God.
但那個重點是神的嫉妒。
He wants us to share that.
他想我們都有他的嫉妒。
To feel as he does.
想有他的感覺。
And then do as he proposes.
来做他所叫我们做的,
to put the wrongs right.
将不对的事情来到交正,
that there may be unity.
无论是合一,
a family.
或者家庭,
and joy.
或者喜乐,
God bless his word to us.
神是透过他的话来祝福我们。
But remember what we're doing when we're taking the bread and the wine.
但记住，当我们是做麦饼来领酒的时候，领杯的时候，我们做紧乜嘢？
For a moment we're having in our hand.
一刻的里边，喺我哋嘅手里边。
Wait a minute. For a moment we're having in our hand that which expresses his sacrifice.
嗰一刻的里边，我喺我哋嘅手里边，嗰个系表达佢嘅献祭。
And how important to remember from time to time.
何等重要，我们时时的这样来纪念。
We should not betray the Lord.
我们不应该是出卖我们的主。
By turning aside to any other.
来主导任何其他的东西。
He's a jealous God.
他是一个嫉妒的神。
He wants the whole.
他要我们的全个人。
That he may make us whole.
因为他是做我们全个人。
He may complete our history here as he intends from the beginning.
他是想我们一生人的历史都是好像他原先做我们所想要的。
May it be so.
愿意这个真的成为真的在我们身上。
Amen.
阿们。
Lord, we've spoken brokenly.
主啊，我们虽然讲得好像短短续续。
The words have not come easy.
啊, 主的话不是那么容易来,
but they're written in your book.
啊, 但在你的圣经里面,
and this book is open, we can all read it.
啊, 这本圣经是打开的,
oh, make us diligent.
啊, 求主叫我们殷勤,
that we shall read our Bibles.
啊, 我们要读你的圣经,
and learn the mind of God.
啊, 要认识神的心思,
the great eternal purpose.
啊, 神那个永远的计划, 伟大的计划,
and the love of God.
啊, 和神的爱,
oh, the righteousness also, Lord.
啊, 你, 和认识你的公义,
don't let the righteousness be left out.
啊, 主要不要让我们, 啊, 漏了你的公义,
give us the balanced gospel.
啊, 给我一个平衡的福音,
where love and righteousness are knit together.
啊, 爱和公义是连在一起的,
making complete and effective the sacrifice that he has made.
啊, 以致你所献的祭是成为完美的祭,
oh Lord, bless it and bless us in it.
啊, 只要求你祝福这个, 祝福我们,
for Jesus' sake.
为了主耶稣的缘故,
Amen.
啊,